Hi, I'm Runa, and I'm the bass player.
Hi, I'm Hesse, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Thomas, the lead singer.
Daniel, guitar, mandolin.
And you're in a band. What would be the name of that band?
The Kissaway Trio.
So I prefer revisionist history. You know, well, I grew up, I was a kid, I learned to play the piano. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
But I am, what is interesting to me is that this band, I read, was filmed by coincidence. That there was kind of an odd way that this all fell together. So can you give me a little bit of revisionist history? Because you kind of just all ran into each other. It wasn't like you said, we're going to form a band.
No.
Right?
That's true. We, some of the guys in this band, Bruna and Soren, they've been knowing each other for a long time, playing in other bands and stuff. And it's the same with Daniel and Thomas. But then we just, about 4 years ago, we kind of just got together. Thomas called me, and then we started playing, and then he brought Daniel one day, but you know, we weren't like friends or anything.
Now, the first album, I did a little search, and every place I found it was an import, was the first album, because people, again, don't, unfortunately, they kind of walk into bands in the middle, and they never really get the history right. Was the first album ever released here in the States?
No.
Okay, so I thought so, because I did this whole search thing last night, just seeing if I could find it, other than an import, which I had to pay $3,000 for.
It's on iTunes, but it's not released in the U.S.
Right.
You can't buy the album.
No. Right. So is,
but it's going to be.
So is the plan, is Bella Union and the Yep Rock and all those folks, are they going to now make it available, or do you not kind of...
It's going to be available. Yeah.
And do you want it to be available?
No.
No.
Depends.
I mean, seriously.
It's an album that we had to make, but I think that Sleep Mountain is a real
us.
Yeah,
I agree.
So the first album was the getting to know who you were, experimentation, figuring out the sound kind of thing.
And also the band. When we did the first album, we played together for about, I don't know, four months before recording the first album. So it was very, you know, early in the process of getting to know each other as a band.
And this is my favorite place to find a band. I mean, not here in a studio and not here in San Francisco, but 3 days old.
Mm. Yeah.
This has been released for 3 days, and I love that kind of timing, because I mean, do you find that people know it, or do you find that people have that curious look on their face that they're getting to know you? Because I'm always interested, because the internet these days makes either of those things possible. You never know.
But yeah, we've definitely experienced that. But I think what's been making all the difference for us is that we've, you know, this tour, these 2 months, people are really starting to recognize us. We could feel that, you know, there's a big difference from the period of where we did the first half of this tour and then the second one. We can really feel that, you know, also because of the internet and YouTube. And
is it exciting to play these songs when they are so new to people? Because they really, you know, probably 50% of the audience is hearing these, well, they're definitely hearing them live for the first time. There's no question about that. And they might have picked up some of the tracks. But again, I'd say 75% of your audience, I'm making up numbers, I haven't had this as long as I've had it, you know, which isn't that long, because they gave it to me as of April, 5th or 6th or 7th. They didn't give me that much of an advance.
Hmm.
So is it kind of fun to do that, because it's all really fresh? Or because you've played these, you know, for a while, you know, other places, what's it like?
It's always really, really good to, you know, to do all the new stuff, but it's also, you know, there's a bit more, you know, we have to get to know the songs, and, you know, so this was actually the first tour where we played these, tracks, so, but yeah, it's fun. It's been very exciting so far. Definitely. It's
you insane people. Make an album, and then you make it again from scratch.
Yeah.
Control freaks that you are.
Yeah. you know.
That's worthy of a groan, isn't it? How did you feel having to make the entire album over again?
Actually, I think it felt good to make it again, because the first try was, it just didn't feel right, and that was, yeah.
So on that next round, so you make it. You say to yourselves, you know, this is just not what we want to go out there with as not only our sophomore album, but our sophomore album that comes after an album that nobody in the U.S. in particular or many other countries has heard. Mm. So then did you go searching for your producer based on the bands that he worked with?
You mean Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. We wanted the drums and the bass to have a big part. And
you like that sound that he had gotten for other bands?
Yeah, the National.
Yes.
Especially yeah. Fox. So
it's funny, people pick the other band over the National. I just played the National's new track actually last week. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, we did, yeah.
But when you went back to this record and you thought about it, and we're going to get to, I'll combine it. I know that you like to use the word epic for the sound. You've said that quite a bit, and epic's a good word. So tell me a little bit, when you were putting these songs together, how you kind of decided to put some of these things that magically start going on between the speakers. Was there any special decision process? Was it a producer band thing? Mm. Was it an urge to just play a lot of instruments? What was the scoop?
It's just us. We can't make a song just based on guitar, bass, and drums.
No. Because the world needs that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels
the world needs another guitar
naked.
Band,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's very important. It's like eating your breakfast cereal. You've got to have at least, you know, it's like your vitamins. You got to have at least three guitar bands a day, and then you get something. Then you get some fiber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And something.
Yeah, you're the fiber.
Oh. Yeah.
The Kiss Away Trail, the fiber of rock and roll. Thank you.
The fiber. No, but
yeah.
But all kidding aside.
Something just happened. Like there's a blackbird on one of the tracks, and there's a guinea pig. But yeah, we're just.
So you just experimented and said, "Ooh, let's try this. Let's try this. Let's try this."
Yeah, like we definitely recorded a lot of random things, because there are a lot of, you know, things that are random. I mean, we try to use as much as possible from just you know, also something from a schoolyard, and there was a blackbird. And
but you're surrounded at Bella Union by some pretty nifty artists. It's not, they really don't categorize the kind of bands they sign, because there's Midlake and there's you and there's, you know, there's what's his face, Lawrence Arabia. There's all of this interesting stuff that's coming on my desk from that label.
Yeah, I mean, Simon is really being—he's
passionate.
Yeah,
about
he's
it.
Passionate about it. Really, he—it's only about the music and what he really likes, I think. And that is, you know, it's really, really good to be on a label like that, you know, as an artist.
That's actually paying attention.
Yeah.
So what do you want to tell everybody in the future that they should think about this band? What's the real essence of this band that you want people to know about? What's important other than the fact that you sound like a million other bands, because you don't?
Just that we write good songs, that we have good hooks. That's the most important thing. It's just about the good melody.
Yeah, and then we don't care about, you know, the time of the music. You know, we don't care about.
Well, that's another thing. What era fashion, does your music sound like? It's like, oh God, it's
just our own. Really.
Leave me alone, please.
Yeah.
So I've invented this thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between. And I come right back in here with turntables, CD players, no hard drives, and I mix it live.